Chapter 33. Nisha always woke up when the first rays of the sun hit the top of her tent. She walked outside to get a view of the colony, just as Bok walked out of his tent. "Good morning, Bok. How are you?" she said. "I'm having difficulty adjusting to these short day and night cycles. Even though I hatched in space and I'm accustomed to an artificial 24-hour cycle, I'm still genetically Omanji. They like 10 to 12 days of light, followed by 10 to 12 days of darkness. The darkness allows us to hibernate. Your sun is brighter. It hurts my eyes and overwhelms my infrared vision. Except for around sunrise or sunset." "You said they again? You're separating yourself from the Omanji?" "Yes, I'm unsatisfied with my relationship with Omanji society right now. It's rejecting me and any lifestyle that deviates from the norm. But I'm excited because I'm starting a new life on my own with those who wish to be independent. On a new planet, we brought over supplies and equipment last night."
"How many Omanji are going with you now?"
"About 1,000, Bok said.
1,000? Last night, 100 seemed like a lot.
"Many agree with me and wish to go. I don't think the elders realize how the interstellar generation feels. We were born on the way to Earth. We don't know Oma. We're called the in-transit generation. We're misunderstood. They say we'll live a good life if we merge. We can spend our lives working on making discoveries in our fields of interest."
"Isn't this true?" Nisha said.
"Yes, that part is true. However, we give up our freedom in exchange. I think it's too high of a price to pay. Once the adult implant is in place, if one is not behaving correctly, they can appeal to the tribunal to forcibly open the connection to your private thoughts. It's usually voluntary whether you decide to share thoughts, but the tribunal can override that."
"That's horrible. Why did the Omanji give up their intellectual freedom?"
"We gave up our freedom because our history is filled with violence. The implants allow society to stop wars before they start. My adolescent implants and those in the abducted humans don't allow the forceful monitoring of thoughts. Thought sharing is voluntary."
"Why don't adolescent implants have this feature? Young humans are often the biggest troublemakers."
"The young mind is still forming neural connections, so reading them remotely as a third party is unpredictable. Voluntary thoughts were easier to read and transmit in a young mind directly to another mind.
These are like training implants."
As they spoke, they became aware that Rachel stood nearby, listening.
"Good morning," Rachel said.
"Centuries ago, did they need to perform gruesome experiments to perfect these implants?"
"The experiments happened many thousands of years ago, but I believe all experiments were done on voluntary subjects."
"Somehow I doubt that, Bok," Rachel said.
"When you get a chance, investigate this. I think you'll find this is another part of your past that's been buried."
Nisha turned to Bok.
"She's right, you know. Please examine this. You didn't know about the Utes. Who knows what has been hidden from you? What are you going to do with 1,000 young and free Omanji living with you?"
"We're accumulating our supplies over at your modified human colony. Soon we'll move to our new land and begin construction of the new colony."
"Who will be in charge of all this?" Nisha said.
"I'm in charge of the new colony. If it grows larger, I'll set up some form of government."
"I'm excited for you, Bok," Nisha said.
"Me too," Rachel said.
"Thank you. I must leave now.
Much work is left to be done."
Bok climbed into his racer and rapidly accelerated away, keeping ahead of the swirling dust devils in his wake.
"I wish he wouldn't do that," Rachel said.
"Boys will be boys, no matter the planet," Nisha said.
They smiled.
Priya, Sophie, and Amy spent the morning studying.
"I'm falling behind you guys," Amy said.
"Should we slow down?" Priya said.
"We can if you want."
"No, go at your own pace. I think you're on a new path. I don't want to hold you back. I hope we can still be friends forever."
"Yes, forever," they both said. Amy smiled. "Or at least forever until I die. I guess I'll die way before you guys if you live to be 300 years old."
Sophie smiled.
"Let's plan it out now. Do you want to be cremated?"
"Yes," Amy said. "And I want my ashes spread from the middle of the Golden Gate Bridge into the bay."
"Isn't that illegal?" Priya said.
"Perhaps it's not exactly legal. I guess we can work out the details later.
So how far are you guys now in the genetics text?"
"I don't think the class will get to the end of the 500-page text by the end of the school year next May. You guys will finish for sure, but the class won't. We're on page 200 right now, Priya said. Amy raised an eyebrow. You're on page 200? In a week you're halfway through the book. I know I'm stupid. Amy, you have a genius IQ. Stop already, Priya said.
Yeah, Amy, Sophie said. You come up with ideas and insights we don't. You created our social network, and you know how to keep us out of trouble. We need you more than you need us.
She's right, Priya said. Thanks, guys, Amy said. I'm insecure when I compare myself to you. It's like you're another species. I don't think I can compete.
We can't compete with you either now, Amy, Priya said.
At least you can live a normal life. Things are happening to me, and I can't compete with you to be human.
I should like boys more now that I'm 16, but I don't care.
Me too, Sophie said. I'm back to being 12 or something. The aging process in my body and mind has slowed down, or even reversed.
You're not into boys anymore? Amy asked.
No, they both said in unison. Amy smiled. I guess you need me more than I need you. They laughed.
Well, I don't exactly hate boys, Priya said.
They laughed again.
I just remembered, Sophie said.
The Utes are having their Saturday concert now. Let's have a listen. They watched the concert on the big screen.
That's a big turnout, Amy said.
There's something mysterious about their sound. It's not like our music. I can't stop listening.
Yeah, Sophie said.
No lyrics are spoken, so it's like classical, but they're speaking to me.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yes, Priya said. It's like they're saying, I love you, but without words. I can't explain it. How can an alien race connect with humans about love? They watched and listened for a while, forgetting that dinner time had passed until Quinn walked upstairs and set their dinner out in front of them.
Why are you guys so...
Shh, they all said. Sanjay ran upstairs to find out where everyone went. They all watched and listened for over an hour until the concert ended.
I'm glad it's over, Priya said. I don't think I could turn away from their music.
Yeah, it's addictive, Quinn said as he took the dishes downstairs. They studied for the rest of the evening. Priya talked with Nisha, and they got a good night's sleep for the first time in a long while.